glory. You know, it's so good to come and worship like we've worshiped now. When we talk about the prophetic and we want to see the prophetic moving, music always sets the pace, or always sets the atmosphere, if you want. It enhances the prophetic. So it's always important that we have worship. Personally, when I minister in the prophetic, I would enjoy having the worship team doing it all the time, but you can't expect them to be there all the time. You know, we know another 3 hours here, so or four or five, whatever we might be. Depends where the Holy Spirit, come on. Do you know what the Holy Spirit wants to do tonight? But He knows. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, but. And so we just need to flow with Him. And this is the whole thing about the prophetic. You know, we have this word prophetic, and sometimes guys get all spooky spiritual about it, to use that term. And I try and steer away from it, because the greatest prophet that ever lived was who? Come on, it's a workshop. Thank you, sir. Jesus Christ. When you look how He approached people, when you look how He loved people, when you look how positive He was with everybody that came across His path, the only people He was not positive about were the legalists of the day. And He called them a brood of vipers. Perhaps He had all sorts of swear words there that haven't been recorded for our own ears. But he was upset. He couldn't stand that. And you know, the prophetic deals with the legalism that's in your heart. The prophetic now is going to challenge your mind to reveal what's in your heart. I'm going to say things tonight that's going to get you thinking. And it's going to get you to change. And it's not a change to impress me or anybody else. Father wants your heart. And you know, even while we were worshiping, even when we came here, as we were just doing our thing, I just had a sense of the Lord just commissioning His angels. Now, you want the prophet's reward, don't you? You know what I believe the prophet's reward is that he will open the eyes of your heart to look into the supernatural like you've never done before. It'll be a challenge that when you leave here, you will not have an excuse. When you get to heaven and you come up to me and say, "Why didn't you tell me?" I will say, "I told you, sir." There wasn't very many amens to that. But you hear where we're going on that. And you know, there was one word, and I think you said it today, or somebody said it today, and it got me going. Now, this is how the prophetic is. You know, this is me with words. When a word comes my way, I start building pictures, and it's stoked. Didn't you say I'm stoked or something like that?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Or somebody said it to me, and I walked away stoked. Wow. You know, I've heard it, and I've said, you know, you copy, oh, yeah, I'm stoked. But suddenly, I started realizing what stoke is. You know, in a fire engine, to keep the steam going, you got a stoker. Yeah. And he fuggered coal. And he kept the coal going. The more he could put it in there, and the more he could put fire in there, the faster that engine went. And I just realized that we got to be stokers. And the Lord says to us very clearly that we must stir up the gift within us. He's not going to do it. You've got to do it. Now, if you want the prophet's reward, you've got to step out in faith and you've got to say, "Yes, Lord." You've got to believe that the atmosphere is set. There's got to be an expectation in your heart for something to happen. Not according to what you want, but according to what the Holy Spirit wants. Yeah. Do you want to see miracles, signs, and wonders in your life? It's about Him. It's not about you. You know, all of you sitting here, every single one of you is waiting for a word from the Lord. Every single one of you here. But what if I had changed the whole thing? So I'm not going to give you prophetic words. I'm going to teach you how to go and give prophetic words. For the word tells us it's better to give than to receive. Not very many amens to that one. Okay? Because we all want a word from God. But you know, I hope in the four evenings we got, just to teach and just to put something into your lap, to challenge you to go out and hear God for yourself. And once you've heard, to go out and to give a word somewhere else. And to ask the Lord to put somebody across your path that you're going to give a word to. The Lord gave me a whole lot of words here, and I've typed them all out the last 3 weeks. As I realized we're going to be here, God started doing that, and He just gave me one word, and I typed it out because I didn't want to forget. Now, I don't know about when you get as young as me, these words seem to just float out into cyberspace. Now, my hard drive has got them, but I don't have enough RAM to bring them out at times. So I thought something here to remind me what I need to do is quite cool, don't you think? Amen. And already there was one word here. And I just take it by faith. Guys, I'm going to pull people out here by faith. I don't know where you're standing. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know God does. Amen.
Amen.
And He will do it. And He will. Next week, I want to trust the Lord that we start coming with words of knowledge, of healing, and to see people healed and delivered. What I would say to you for next week, go and find the dead, the dying, and the damned. Bring them in, and I'm damn sure they're not going to walk out here damned anymore. How's that? Hey, we're going to break the strongholds. Guys, that's what the prophetic is all about. Now, you come along to this church and say, I'm a Christian. If you confess that you are a Christian, you've been prophetic. Because the very fact that you say that, it indicates that you have something. And it indicates that you believe in the Word, that you have made a decision for Christ. A Christian. Am I right? So your whole life has got to be a prophetic image. Simple as that. I like bring it down to the simple stuff as much as I can. But then you say, I belong to Highway Christian Community. Is that right? Right. Thank you, sir. Good one. Hope so. Yeah. Any more? Do I have another one? Do I have a three? Do I have a four? Thank you. But you hear where I'm going? And the fact that you say that, you belong. Gee, where have I been? You belong to a prophetic church because you're saying Highway Christian Community has got Christians in who are prophetic. Yeah, where I'm going in it. I want you to think just outside the box a bit here. And the very fact that you say you belong to this church, you are making a prophetic statement. And that's as simple as it is. If you say, hey, we've got a message and it's all about grace. God's grace has saved me. That's been prophetic. You know, I want to kill these holy cows that you sort of float around on a cloud, ding, ding, you know, singing, and you're in this holy, holy, wooey, wah, wah, wah out there. It's not about that. Jesus kept His feet on the ground. He walked amongst people. He spoke to people face to face. He wasn't falling down and rolling and doing all sorts of silly things. He spoke to them. He ministered to them. The time for doing that is here, guys. But when we walk out that door, we've got to be a sweet-smelling savor to the people around us. We've got to be a living letter. Paul tells us this. Paul grasped hold of this. Go and read the Bible. It'll tell you all about it. And that's what happens. I believe the prophetic is here to take what has been taught. There was a prophetic message this morning in this church. Steve brought a prophetic message. What have you done with it? You're despising it? Put it in the back burner. Oh, I had another good message. A corner. If you start doing that, you're going to lose the momentum of the Holy Spirit in your very own life. Steve said some dynamic things this morning. You are justified by faith. You know, about six weeks ago, I was woken up with a start, and the very thing that came into my mind, the just shall live by faith. Guys, this is faith. We enter into it. We take hold of it. Tonight, it's about faith. It's not about me. It's not about anybody else. It's about Him. We want to enhance our faith that we might be more effective and a more effective prophetic person, that when everything that comes out of my mouth is positive, it's upbuilding, it's edifying, it's glorifying God in all that we do. The worship we had this evening was all about that. It was so exciting, wasn't it? It's such a lovely presence. And even now, you know what? I walk up and down. If I stand still for too long, I'm going to fall over. Be quite honest with you. Quite honest with you. Because the presence of God is so tangible to me right now. Is it tangible to you? That's where you're sitting down. Otherwise, you'll fall down. But you see where we're going on that one. Now, I've got to lubricate because I've got a lot of stuff to go through. How much time have we got? Eight-ish. Yeah. Now, please, when it comes to this, I'm going to honor the time. When you come to 8 o'clock and you want to go and things are happening, please be free to go. Because God has given prophetic words, I'll see how it goes. We got next week and the week after, so don't pat. As long as you're here in the next 4 weeks, you will have a prophetic word. It'll come to you, perhaps not through me, but through any other way. We've got to open up our lives to the Holy Spirit and see what He wants for us. Okay. Amen. All right. Let me read you something from a very good... He was the modern-day Paul to China. I might have read this to you before, but I like these statements here. But in a nutshell, he puts what this is all about, I think. He says, To his servants, God gives the gift of prophecy. Listen to that. To the church, he gives prophets. And a prophet is one who has a history with God. Remember, prophecy and prophets, two different things. We're going to look at that a bit later. Okay? One who has experienced in his own life the formative work of the Holy Spirit. We are sometimes asked by would-be preachers, how many days should we spend in preparation of a sermon? The answer is at least 10 years. It's probably nearer 20. In this matter, at least, the proverb is really true, that the old is better. Now, don't tell me that I'm old. Okay, but the old is better. For the preacher matters to God at least as much as the thing being preached. Okay, so it's very important. You are here. The word that was brought here, God has set this up. This is what I saw. God has set you up. You are set up. Do you know that? You are set up tonight. You are set up to get clapped by an angel. How's that? Eh? I'd love to be clapped by an angel all the time, wouldn't you? Those in him who has already worked out in life, that thing he tends to use as his message today. You've got to allow God to work out that thing in your life because the message he has today is within your heart and needs to get out there. The prophetic ministry is to you. The prophetic ministry, as I tried to say earlier on, the teacher speaks it and I come and put feet to that word. So this is what I'm going to try and do, is put feet and practical feet to the word. It was called a workshop. Well, let's work out how we're going to do it. Lifestyle change. Can we put the thing up on the there? A prophetic lifestyle workshop. Okay? So I want to have that thing of workshop. So we're going to try and be practical. I'm going to give you practical things to do. You're going to have homework to do by the end of this meeting. Are you prepared for that?
No.
No. Okay, I'll pray for him first of all, until you are prepared. But where does it start? We're going to look at that. We're going to look at the prophetic in the church, gifting in the fruit, and prophetic activation. If you want to be activated in the gifts and that which God has called you to be, to do and what not to do, be here on the floor. We're going to pray with the eldership, and we're going to pray because you'll be here. James will be here. Hopefully, I'll intimidate Steve and ask him to be here as well. You know, and I must a big thanks to you guys for allowing me to do this the next 4 weeks. And I'm very serious about it in my heart. This is serious business, but it's fun. You know, we must have fun. We mustn't get all ugh about this thing. You know, we mustn't walk around as we've been baptized in lemon juice. And I see no one's looking like that over here. Let me see this. You know, I haven't got teenagers to show me. Oh, let me put it on. See, you're laughing. Come on, you're in the same boat. I know, yes.
First, you've got to turn it on.
Ah, you see.
There you go.
Okay.
Did you get it, eh?
Yeah, I got
right
you.
Right and left.
Yeah. Authentic lifestyle, if the trumpet can't be distinguished, will anyone show up for battle? If the trumpet cannot be distinguished, guys, you've got to have a message that is clear. And the prophetic message that you take out in the world, and when I look at it can't be distinguished, so many people are involved in so many things that the true message that the Lord wants to blast out, blah, to the world with our vuvuzelas. I was going to bring my vuvuzela here, but I didn't want to empty the church. I told you before, when I sang in the church in Richards Bay, even the demons left the church, so it was quite an experience. They did too. But you hear what I'm trying to illustrate there? Guys, you've got to be a clear channel, a clear sound. And this is what it's all about as well. What is a lifestyle? A way of life or standard by which one lives. That I got from the dictionary, as you probably surmise looking at that. And it's a standard. What is your standard right now? What is a standard that's in your heart? What are the words that God has put in your heart? You know, if prophetic words come, he enhances what he's already done. And he confirms what he's already done. And sometimes when a prophet is around, he can change direction. But you know, when it comes to those things, we'll talk about the hows and whys, the submitting of words and all that sort of thing later. What then does a prophetic lifestyle look like? That's what we're going to do. What does prophetic lifestyle look like? And we're going to look at that. And my answer there is living according to the living word of God, Philippians 2. Philippians 2 is going to come up now, but it's heart to heart, spirit to spirit with dad. Hey? I heard you were talking about dad early on, weren't you? Yeah. Somebody has. I just love it when we speak about, it's all about dad. You know, getting back to basics with him again. The message, Philippians 2, the highlighted part, you can read the others. It says here, this is how the lifestyle, I believe, looks like, okay? We agree with each other, love each other, be deep-spirited friends. Don't push your way to the front. Don't sweet-talk your way to the top. Put yourself aside and help others get ahead. Don't be obsessed with getting your own advantage. Forget yourselves long enough to lend a helping hand. Come on. Come on. That's how it is. It's love, love, love. Somebody spoke about love here. It's all about love. It's about the love oozing out of every pore. And then he goes on and says, think of yourselves the way Jesus thought of himself. He was God, but he humbled himself and became a man like you and I. So he could identify with us. Now, if he was big enough to do it, and he's called you, and you are the righteousness of God in Christ, it just makes sense to me that we need to start doing right things, and we need to start walking in the Master's footsteps. And I believe this is what the prophetic does. It helps you to get into the Master's footsteps. When you get a prophetic word, he's intervening in your life, and he's saying, hey, take note. Take note. But it's not only the prophetic word. It's every moment of the day. Our prayer life is not a 5 minutes when you get up. Oh, I've got to pray. Your prayer life is a 24/7 relationship with God all the time. It's a knowledge that his presence is within your heart. You don't have to look anywhere else. You know, Deuteronomy 30, a scripture that has been implanted in my heart many, many, many years ago, and I bring it out every time I minister. And you can read it for yourself. He says there, the word is near you. In your mouth, in your mind, and in your heart. The word of faith we're talking about. And it's repeated in Romans as well, Romans 10. And you see, you don't have to go to America to get it. You don't have to go to England to get it. You don't even have to go across the border to get it. You don't even go to Joburg to get it. It is right here. Where is it? In your heart. And the prophetic challenge to you tonight is to realize that this wonderful, amazing God has come to reside in your heart. And all you have to say, yes, Lord, I believe. Come on.
Come on.
Hey, come on. What power, what might, what a God.
Yeah.
Hey, what a God. And you know, we look at all the things happening around. Stop looking at things happening around. Look at God within. He is all the power, all the might. If you go and look at Isaiah 11, he talks about understanding,
which?
And knowledge, understanding, spirit of understanding and knowledge, and power and might. And that's where it is. You have him. All what you need for life is in your heart. But you see, you've got to walk out as an expression of what we're saying here. You've got to walk out an expression of righteousness. You can't say, oh, well, I'm the righteous of God in Christ and go and do unrighteous things. Come on. Am I there? Did you hear what Steve said this morning? You know, even when it comes to freedom, let me challenge you on the freedom story. You know that freedom can become a bondage? I'm so free, I can do anything I want. I don't have to tithe, I don't have to do this. It can become a bondage. Go and see what Paul had to deal with in the Corinthian church. He dealt with this thing. The people were saying, well, look at this church. We're so free in this church. Look, these guys are fornicating over there, and those guys are fornicating there, and all this sort of thing. And Paul said, hey, corner, boy, you guys have missed it. You've missed it. That's not the way to go. You hear where I'm going on that? We have freedom. This wonderful grace message we have. Guys, this is a challenge that we don't abuse it. We walk as people in true freedom. Freedom from him. He's in my heart. I rely on him. I don't rely on my own understanding. And some of your prophetic words that come out, you'll find that in because it sits in my heart. And it's the Father stirring that up in my heart all the time, all the time. The last year and a half, he's been challenging me on wisdom. The only place you'll find wisdom is in his heart. Wisdom. Wisdom from above. Paul dealt with it. He challenged them in the Corinthian church. He said, you have a worldly wisdom, but you need to have a godly wisdom. Now, I'm paraphrasing. Go and read 1 Corinthians 1 and a few others along the way. And he says, Christ is the power and the wisdom. And that's where we need to be going. That's the challenge right now. And to realize that we have this mighty God in our hearts. Think of yourselves the way Christ thought of himself. Empty yourself. You know, the devil can't do anything with an empty vessel if you've emptied yourself of self. And that was a challenge in the Corinthian church. They were full of their own understanding, their own wisdom, godly wisdom, Sophia of the world instead of the Sophia of God. Huh? And that's where our aim is to get there. Our aim is to walk in that. Now you're sitting here, some of you are sitting here, and you've got problems. You've got all these issues behind you. I wish we had time for Anne to bring out her teaching on the little foxes. Guys, you can ask Anne. I've had little foxes like you cannot believe in the last week because the Holy Spirit knew I was, not the Holy Spirit, a little guy with a little fork or something out there, knew that something was going to happen and tries everything. When you get it, you get it out the way, you carry on because his power is far greater than the problem that you have right now. And we've got to walk it. We've got to live it. Not cry, oh, woe is me, for I'm undone. Huh? Come on. You know, I used to joke with people, they have a permanent recording in heaven. It says, help. And it's going all the time. And they say, it's only Bill. Don't worry, it's only Bill. But you know, I used to joke about that. But you know how serious it was? Sometimes. You said it, sir. One step at a time. You sang about it, didn't you? Something like that, yes. One step at a time. And I'll illustrate that a bit later. Let's move on. You with me there? Where, Machis? Got it. It happened. Manifestation of the Spirit. Sometimes a bit odd to others. You know, sometimes the fact that you say you're a Christian, people hear about that and you say, he's different. He's a bit odd. Now, sometimes when you have a prophetic meeting, and I've seen that with people, guys go and do strange and funny things. Now, sure, I'm right there to say if the Holy Spirit is leading you to do it, like, you know, with Jesus when he wanted to heal somebody, he did a prophetic thing. He got a bit of mud, spat in it, took the person, and they were healed. Come on, if I had to do that right now, they'll be... Hey, there's anointing in this spit, man. Come on. Yeah? That's why I say, go and give blood. The power's in the blood. Yeah? Don't sit back. You know, every time I used to give blood, I used to say, Lord, somebody's going to get this blood. The anointing's going to flow through here into somebody and bless somebody. Come on. Yeah, we've got to think out the box all the time. I told you guys before, I'm starting that new ministry, Kill the Box Ministry. We've got to continually kill the box. Actually, we've got to daily kill the box because we so easily enter into a legalism or a way of doing things. Now, I suppose I'm just as guilty. I come and sit in the same seat every Sunday. Perhaps I should go and sit at the back for a change. That'll shock Steve. Say, where's Bill gone? Hey, but you hear what I'm saying? We got to change. There's got to be continual change. When the Holy Spirit is moving, there is momentum. Continual momentum, continual life. I'm getting ahead of myself. Challenge the status quo in people's lives. Guys, that's what it's about. It's challenging you tonight. Challenging you, challenging you. Steve taught you. I'm challenging you tonight. Challenges apathy. Get off your blessed assurance. You have no right to sit on your bum and wait for somebody else to do it. I'm waiting for the rapture, China. Come on. You know, I'm going to be raptured. I'm going to be taken out of this. So I can just relax. Come on. Where did you get that from? Hey? That's comic book stuff, guys. Come on. Hey? If we say we are Christians, we're making a divine prophetic stance that I serve a God, that because he's greater is he that's within me than he that is in the world. I don't have to fear anything. I need to walk with it. Does that mean to say I don't have problems? Of course you do. We live in the world. Come on. We've got to be real. But the real is that we have a God who cares and understands. Yeah. Amen. Challenges the flesh. You know what happens when you get as young as me? You want to go and sit down. I haven't got time for. I've got a pain there. I've got an ache there. Let me sit, just watch TV. Let me worry about anything else. Hey? And we get all apathetic. We think, oh, well, let's sit back. We cannot afford to sit back one iota. We've got to push on and push on and push on. If you have a revelation of Jesus Christ and the complete work of Calvary, you cannot sit on your blessed assurance. You need to get out and you need to do it. And I'm not putting the law on you. I'm not putting a heavy on you. Go and read the word and see what he says to you. And that's what it's about. You still love me? Remember what I said in the beginning? Challenges the mind to reveal what's in the heart. It's a heart issue. It's heart to heart with him. And boy, he's got such a big heart. Huh? Challenges religion and legalism. I've said that. And challenges sin. Always, continual challenge, the prophetic there. You know, get out of it. And remember, those of you that were here in the beginning of the year when I did the past grace, present grace, and future grace, all our sins have been dealt with at Calvary. And then we still start haggling over all these things. And don't have faith in the complete work of the cross. Steve spoke about it today. Guys, are you going to believe it or not? So I'm trying to be harsh. I'm really trying to challenge your thinking here. We've got to believe. I remember with Rob in Cape Town, and I use this illustration often. You know, he said something which challenged me to my very core. He said, the biggest sin that you and I can have is the sin of unbelief. Think of that, the sin of unbelief. We've got to be a believing people. A believing people make a prophetic statement, have a prophetic stance, are proud because they serve the Lord. Not the pride of the world. God, you know, we're talking about a worldly Sapphira and a spiritual Sapphira, flesh, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Huh? None of that, but of him. Okay. Oh dear, I've put the whole thing off. Right. Dad's word changes lifestyles. Now listen, I love this. You know, the Message Bible, you know, it's so prophetic in its own style. The words I speak to you aren't mere words. Listen to this carefully, huh? This is what's happening. I don't just make them up on my own. The Father who resides in me crafts each word into a divine act. He crafts the words into a divine act. So if you have the word, if you said, yes, Lord, I receive your word. As you receive that word, God starts crafting it and crafting it and crafting it. Remember the statement of Watchman Nee? Might take 10 years, might take 20 years. In actual fact, it takes a lifetime. Every single day you're learning. You cannot say, you know, I can never, ever, ever say that I've got it all together. I haven't got it all together. His revelation from me just keeps on expanding and expanding and expanding and expanding. And when we sit in present grace and we look at future grace, we just see it all open. Whoa, Lord, more. There's more out there. And when I get there, he's there waiting for me already. But remember I said, we brought it all together. It's in the here and now where it's all happening. So exciting, eh? So exciting. Right, a living letter, the Message Bible again. Your very lives are a letter that anyone can read just by looking at you. Dun-dun-dun. I check you out, living letters. No, I didn't receive that very well. That one can read just by looking at you. Now I've looked at you, I can read you. How's that, sir? That's being prophetic.
That's what everyone's afraid of.
Is that what they're afraid of? Are you still afraid? When she heard I was in the prophetic ministry when we were still caring, she was a little bit worried. She was a bit concerned about this. It says, yeah, but now let's look at this. This is so precious. Let's home into this. Christ himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living spirit. Not chiseled into stone, but carved into human lives, and we publish it. Come on. Come on, prophetic people. That's about it. That's it. You want a prophetic word tonight? There it is. Write out the Message Bible straight into our hearts. Oh, that's powerful stuff, this, eh? And I never wrote it. Somebody else did. Huh? Oh, well, I've put it off again. The voice that changes lifestyle. That voice. Oh, boy. I long to hear that voice every day, don't you? And you know, I'm hoping to put something in the next week, couple of weeks, just to illustrate some ways to hear God's voice. You know, there's so many areas that I want to shove out there, you know, but time and everything, but the Holy Spirit knows what you need to know. So I'm quite confident that we will get there. But to show how He speaks to us every single moment of the day, even your mother-in-law, you can speak through your mother-in-law. Yeah, even after she's died. Sorry. To him, the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice. The sheep hear his voice. Now, I'm making a statement here. Don't listen to Bill Brain. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Listen to our Father in heaven. Amen. Hey? And that which you feel is bull brain, throw it away. But that which you believe is the Holy Spirit, you take hold of it and build it in. And let Him chisel the Word into your very life. And reel down to the depths of your spirit. You know, we always talk about a personal relationship. Have you got a personal relationship with the Lord? And you go, oh, yeah, of course I have. But really, have you? Do you know Him deep in your heart personally? Hey? Every day He's speaking to you. Every day He's trying to get to you. Every day through so many things, but we'll talk about that later. Now it's gone. What happens when it goes red? Thank you, sir. Ex-policeman. When He brought all out His own, He goes before them. The sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. And that's what I'm going to try and illustrate and put into your laps to help you to know His voice. Okay. Now, when I come here, I come under the authority of the local eldership, which is vitally important. I have no authority except the authority that's given me to do this. That's why I have such freedom here and the freedom underneath them. And if I make any mistake, they are there to correct me and they're there to help me. And that's why my confidence is in that. My confidence is in that. And that's where we've got to be. And we just put ourselves under, and God will do the rest, okay? And that's where you find His voice. If you feel it's not His voice, then you take it to the eldership and say, look, I've got a problem with this and that, and I think you need to kick Bill out the church or whatever the case may be, you know? But you take it to them. Don't take it to me. I'm just having a jaw. Is that okay? Oh, dearie me, I'll put myself. A voice that brings abundant life. John 10:10. Super abundance. When you look at the Greek, it says super abundance. This life that we have got to give out to everybody who comes across our path, we need to give that all the time. It produces energy and momentum. Remember, I spoke about momentum. The energy I have comes from the Holy Spirit. Guys, you know, I'm really, my testimony today, I'm the fittest I have ever been in my life right now, right through, at my young age. I'm serious. And you can, there's Anne, she'll tell you. Does that mean to say I don't have growth pains? I have growth pains. Hey, teenagers have growth pains, don't they? Yeah, oh, come on, so I'm only a teenager. You know, now and again, somebody says your back goes out more than you do. But it's not that bad. But the energy and the momentum does not come from Bill Brain. If you see anything like that in me, you must know it's the Holy Spirit. I cannot do it in my own strength. None of us can. James can't, and I see old Stevie's up there. How's it, Steve? Didn't see you. Oh, how much time I got? You see, you're watching them. Watch it, mate. Strategy and vision, okay? That's what it brings, strategy and vision. God wants to put a strategy into your heart for your ministry that He has called you to. And that's why we're going to energize it at the end. And we're going to prophesy over it. And if you fall down dead, we'll raise you up again and all that. Vision. Vision, vision, vision. You might be dead. You might be dead in your heart now. There are things here. There's some of you sitting here saying, well, what am I going to do? What am I going to do from now on? We're going to energize that. We're going to break those things that you might be a mighty force for the kingdom of God. Life more abundantly, I've spoken about that. It exhorts, It encourages and it edifies. That's what God's voice does. Guys, when you get a prophetic word and it's all hell and damnation, you've got to question it, because that's not the Father heart of God at all. At all. You know, when I first, and I'm giving you a couple of insights, when I was first called and released into this ministry, it was amazing, amazing situation we had. It was the start of the IFCC, the International Fellowship of Christian Churches. And they had a meeting there, and they also were activating people. And they said, all those that are called to the prophetic ministry, I didn't know, I only found out about a couple of months before that I was. And Steve knows Donnie from Yulin. And he sat me down and said, what are you called to do? I said, I'm a bit of an evangelist, you know, a bit of pastor, whatever the case may be. And he turned around and said, you're called to be a prophet. I said, a what? That's how much I knew about the prophet. I knew about prophecy. I should see people prophesying out of their own minds and everything. I said, I want nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Anyway, so what happened? I got down. I started studying. I've got a whole manual here, and I'll tell you about the deal on the manual later. But nevertheless, I studied this. Then I went to this meeting, and here the call comes. Those called to the prophetic ministry come forward, and about 40 people went forward. And I said, "Boy, I'm not going up with those crunchy granolas." Sorry, that was my heart then. I've been born again since then. Okay, and I looked at that, and then it was Ray McCauley got up and said, there are three people here that are called specifically to the prophetic ministry in this country. And it was like the Holy Spirit took me by the scruff, literally by the scruff of the neck, and dragged me to the front. I don't know how that happened to this day, but I found myself, and as they came to pray, it was Nikki van der Westhuizen at that stage, and they prayed over me, and I just hit the deck. I couldn't walk straight for 2 weeks. I was drunk, China. I was drunk, but it was just, wow, what has happened? What has happened? And that's going to happen in a couple of weeks' time when you come. The Holy Spirit's going to clap you. He's got the angels already. They've got big hands. And it's nice to be clapped by an angel. Honest boy, as they say in Afrikaans. Bones in the air. Okay. So you got that. Encourage, exhort, and edify. Speak of God's love and mercy and compassion must flow out of you and flow out of you. Bill Johnson says, I like what he says, and I try and do, we must leak. I like that. We must leak. I think you've probably said, stop leaking. All this encouragement, all this exhortation all the time. Okay. Then wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. This is what this abundant life brings. It brings us wisdom. It brings us knowledge and discernment that we need for daily life. Guys, I cannot go through one day without the wisdom of God. I lose it sometimes. You know, for my own life, for my life with Anne, okay, to help her and lead her and guide her where I can. And then also my children and stuff. You know, we need wisdom out there. Although we've got grandchildren and they're out the home, it doesn't stop. And then so it goes out, okay? We need wisdom, divine wisdom in all that we do. Sweet-smelling and living, it tastes good, this abundant life. It is sweet-smelling, it is living, and it tastes good. Remember I said to you, the word is living. You're a living letter, okay? And Paul also says we must be a sweet-smelling savor in the nostrils of the people out there. And people are waiting for it. There are so many voices vying for attention out there. There are so many voices that are saying, go this way or go that way. There's some, if I may use the term, hairy things out there. When you look at this, you know, this guy is apostle, prophet, reverend, doctor, left hand, right a bit around the corner. And you look at these things that are happening. Guys, please, I'm joking, but it is quite serious out there. And you know, we've got to be an authentic voice. The trumpet must sound a clear sound out there. And we got to ensure that we become that clear voice. Okay, don't do silly things like some of these people are doing. Wow, going eat, get in the congregation, they're going to eat grass in the garden. That's one way to mow the lawn for nothing. That's what they would do. It's wisdom. There you are. So you know how to get the grass mowed now. Huh? A creative lifestyle. Come on. Right atmosphere, rest and peace. All that comes out of your heart must be rest and peace, or peace and rest. There's no other platform that you can minister from. There's no other platform that you can move from except that platform. Right attitude, it's all about attitude. Guys, keep your attitude pure. Look at it. Have the same attitude as we spoke about Jesus earlier on. He speaks, we listen, we look, we speak. Simple as that. I'm going to speak about that later on. Songs, poems, words, pictures, acting. There's ways that we can express this creative lifestyle. And you ask the Lord how you can do it in so many ways. You know, just to plug the life group that we have, you know, I've just seen creativity come in that for starting to make toys for orphans. And it's put a new dimension in the group. I'm trying to stay away from cell because Steve's here and he's going to clock me if I go say cell. But you hear what I'm saying. The life group, there's a creativity. But there's a creativity in each one of your hearts now that needs to come out. And this is what the prophetic is about, is finding that creativity and allowing it to flow. Okay? In the spirit, open your spiritual eyes. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Hey? That's what it's all about. Look for the signs and the evidence. There's so many signs and evidence around of what God has done and is still busy doing. Like somebody said to me in town there, you know, all these buildings. I said, oh, this is amazing. He said, oh, it's all man-made. I said, now hang on a bit. Who gave man the wisdom and the knowledge to put the plan together to build building A and building B? He's put that creativity there. And in each one of you, we've heard about it. You're hearing about things that are happening in the church now where your creativity can find expression. Look for ways that your creativity can find expression. That's being prophetic. It's not all about having a prophetic word. Fine. It's part of the deal. But really, being prophetic is being that living letter and going out and taking a cup of water to somebody. That's being prophetic. And we get to the stage, no, that's, you know, leave that to somebody else or whatever the case. But no. Look at it carefully and you'll see. And three swear words in many people's language. Patience. Eh? A pastor came to me not so long ago, and you've probably heard me mention this before, and I just want to mention it again. And he says, you know, I just don't have any patience with this and that in the church. I said, okay, oh, you don't? And he said, no. He says, you know, with all these things, people come, I just don't have any patience. I can't deal with this. I can't deal with that. I said, you're born again. Yeah. You're baptized with the Holy Spirit. Yes, you speak in tongues. Yeah, charabadoash. And off he went on his tongue, you know, just. And I said, you have the fruit of the Spirit. And he said, yeah, I think he knew what I was getting at. And I said, you lie. You know, sometimes a little naughtiness creeps in. I said, you lie. If you are a Christian, you have everything pertaining to life and godliness resting with your dad in your heart. And he gives you all the patience you need. One step at a time that came out. That has been the story of my life. It's one step at a time. Every step is a lesson. Every step is a blessing. Every step that comes my way, I tell you, is so exciting. Do you mean to say I have problems? Yeah. I could bore you with a whole lot of things that happened this week. But why should I do that? Because I know where that comes from. Here we're having a Joel. Here we're talking about him. Here we're looking at strategies or ways to get out there and to have his word implanted in our hearts so we can be more effective for the kingdom. Amen. Right. Mixing our thoughts and ideas with God's word. Two more of those and we'll go and see what the Lord wants after this. God's word at the top, man's word below that. Can you pick that up? You see, God's word is when you give your heart to the Lord on the left, say you're at the left at the top. That's how much of God's word you got. One step at a time, and you start moving. Man's word becomes less and less and less, and God's word becomes more and more and more. That's why I said to you earlier on, when you come here on Sunday mornings, it's prophetic words that have been put into you, a prophetic lifestyle that's been put into you, a prophetic challenge to pick up what Paul has said, or not Paul said, what the Lord has said through Paul, and take those principles and apply those principles into your life. Not about a heaviness about law. We've done all that. I don't have to preach that to you. But we know that these principles are life-giving principles. And then we start on the lefty, weak, prophetic, immature. You've got to start somewhere. Okay? You've got to start somewhere. Who's never given a prophetic word before? Never. Anybody else never? Just tell that handsome guy next to you that Jesus loves him. You've just given him a prophetic word. There you are. Simple as that. Okay. Average prophetic, maturing. Stepping up, moving into it. And then we have strong prophetic when it's just all God's word. Now, don't get caught up in that. I'm just illustrating there is a road to walk. It's not a heavy road. One step at a time. Not a problem. Remember I said about patience. Four levels of the prophetic, which we're going to speak about in the other meetings. Again, God's word and man's word. Simple prophetic, God loves you. Okay? Prophetic gifting, the prophetic gifts that flow. Then we have the prophetic ministry. Then we have the prophetic office. And I'm going to tackle those issues later on. Not tonight, but next week and the week after. How's that? Here endeth the first lesson. Could I have that dear lady up on the machine at the back here to tiddle, play the little keys there and let us see what the Holy Spirit's going to do now. Come and prophesy over that. Yes, cool. Prophesy over that machine. Let it start speaking to us. Now, what I've done here, now I don't normally do this, but I'm going to take a step of faith and I'm going to give Steve and Janet a word. May I do that to you guys? It's not because he's a senior pastor. It's because Jesus loves him and Janet and has a special purpose in their life, an amazing calling in their life. Amen. Would you agree with me? Thank you. And this was about a week ago. Just... you know, what happens while I'm studying, I have the music on in the background. I'm just telling you how prophetic words come to me so you could do. Like this now, the atmosphere, immediately it enhances it. I can feel a change in the atmosphere already. I don't know where you're at, but I feel that immediately. Now, while I'm studying, the music is going. And while I'm studying, I might be seeing a word, or I might be hearing something, I might be looking out the window, and a thought comes, and I hoy the thought down, and I type it on, and I carry on with my day. You see? And I have a lot of words here, and we'll see how far we go tonight, because there are a lot of other nights we can go for as well. I didn't expect them to be here. Let me find it now. Yeah, this was quite dynamic, guys. This was quite dynamic, and I was quite excited when I saw this. I see a star shooting across the heavens, lots of brightness, lots of sparks. So we're going to call you Sparky from now on, okay? Lots of direction. You cannot sit still. Look beyond where you are right now. As the star, the Lord is sending you right out of your comfort zone into new places where His light will shine through you in the dark places. Dad is equipping you with power and might as a couple to take on greater and greater roles right into the nations. Much wisdom He imparts to you right now for this task. He releases it over you right now. He imparts you to, as you bring salvation to the lost. Be prepared, as this is going to happen when you least expect it. Prepare your hearts for action. And that's what even more action. And I've watched you preparing your heart for your studies, and I've watched you preparing for all these things around and dealing with all the things. But God hasn't equipped you much, much more. The spirit of power and might, wisdom and understanding, discernment is going to flow through you like never before. You have the faith, step out into it, and let me leave that with you. You can add the little bits in. How's that? Be blessed, man. I didn't want to pray for him up here, otherwise he'd fall down and start rolling and disturbing the whole meeting. James and Kareem, sorry, I've got to do that. Guys, this is special. This is special. They are a special couple, wouldn't you think? I put here a very, very special couple in the Lord's heart. that just ooze with a dynamic heart to see and bring abundant life to so many. Now we're speaking about abundant life. Come on. It says here, I've placed you together as a team, okay? A strong and vibrant relation that will invade heaven to see God's purposes on earth. You will accomplish much in a short time, and my glory will be seen. As you look ahead with the vision I've placed in your heart, ways and doors and gates will open as you rest in my knowledge and wisdom, which I released abundantly over you. Even now, it comes over you. My strength I give to you, strength to take on giants of the land and beyond. You will catch them by surprise as you have a special anointing to break through where others cannot. You, Kareen, mighty and committed warrior, have been singled out for great exploits. I will open the heavens and the eyes of your heart to see and receive much in these last days. Be prepared at every turn. Lean on me. I've taken care of everything, even the cries of your heart, which I see every day. Amen. Lord, just loose that over them right now. Just loose them. Abundant wisdom. Abundant life, Lord. Even more than they've ever imagined. Even more than they've ever imagined. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who had a dream where they, in the dream, you came up against a wall and you couldn't get over it, around it, or whatever the case. You just came up against this wall, and it's just been so frustrating. Is there somebody like that here tonight? Okay. The wall we'll leave out now. Let me say something about words of knowledge like that. I've yet not to have a response to words of knowledge. And it's by faith that I take this, because there's somebody that needs it perhaps next week or the week after. You hear what I'm saying? So it always comes out. Now, when I prayed and asked the Lord we were in the meeting a couple of weeks ago, and he said there were 17 people here tonight that are going to get special words. We've had one already. Okay? We've had one already. I'm going to call people out to stand here. And will you two as a team come and stand out here together? If I call somebody out now, please don't worry about that. Your time is coming as well. Meneer, will you two guys go and stand out there, please? Will you go and stand out there? Do you mind standing? Go and stand there, but you two go and stand out there. You've got it. Let's see how we go this morning with these guys. Stand here. Right from there, if you could stand at the end there. Yeah, let me just take these together. Guys, just be praying there at this time. Just be soaking in the presence of the Lord. Your time is coming. You have the mind of Christ. It's all for Jesus and nothing. He is all for you, what you ever hope to be. He is busy building his life into every area of your life and has called you to a reconciling ministry where you will be a peacemaker of note. He will take you into impossible to show you the possible, which you will only find in him. He sets you free today from the thoughts of inadequacy and shame from the past and replaces them with the mind set upon him. In fact, the mind of Christ. Jesus said, I've given you all the wisdom and understanding you need. Trust my words of truth. Believe in them and not what you perceive around you in the world. Amen. There you are. Let me just pray for you. Father, I just release her into your hands, into your amazing care. Holy Spirit, just come upon her, I pray. Just come upon her, I pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence. Ooh, just drink him in. Drink him in. The two of you, Jesus is Lord of all. Let faith arise. Open your eyes. Believe. Just remember the faithfulness of God in your life. Now he takes you further to anoint you for a task you've never thought of. He releases on you the ability to take towns and cities and nations for him. He will open doors in high places, but it starts in the low places. He is the Lord of all and just requires that you daily walk in his steps as he leads you and makes a way for you. Whew, there's anointing over you now, very strong anointing. Makes a way for you that is never you never even thought of. Yeah, here we go again, one step at a time. One step at a time. Dad has energized you to do a quick work that he's given and he's given you the means. Oh, how excited he is when he sees you and the ability that's been released over you. Believe and receive. Both of you now. Just believe and receive. I see impact in the political realms. Dad has prepared people to come across your path. Be daily sensitive from the least to the greatest. Lord, I just release your presence over them now in a special way, that you'll continue to move in their hearts and to equip them for the task ahead. I just thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're busy doing it right now. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Guys, if you want to go and need to go, please, don't let it stop you. Be feel free. Or you can stay here. We'll see what happens. I want to honor the time because we need to finish at 8, but there's quite a few people to go here as well. Okay. For you too. The sword of the Spirit. How's that, eh? Cool. Yeah. The Lord will say to you that he is the answer. Stop looking to people and your own wisdom. True wisdom and power is found in my bosom. As you look to me now, as you look to now, it is relief over and through you for you to do and go and do mighty exploits for the sake of the kingdom. I am pleased with you, and my forces are excited to stand with you in your quest. Take up the sword. Let it go before you and the shield of faith to protect you in your faith work. Right now, the fear of man is broken over your life. Your relationship with me is secure. Be strong in the power of my might. You need to fear naught. So step out. I have many that need to be administered to through our relationship together with Dad. Together, you are going to do it. Father, this couple are precious in your sight. You've seen what they've gone through. You see the anointing on their lives. And Lord, we just call forth heaven now. We call forth on heaven. Come, Lord, touch them deep within their hearts. Bless them with all the peace, all the healing, all the deliverance they need in their lives. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. The Lord says, I break every bondage. Every chain is broken. The Lord says, I set you free. I set you free to walk one step at a time with me. And to be led by my Spirit. As you pick up that sword, as you let it go ahead of you, I will guide you. I will lead you. I will lead you. I will lead you, says the Lord.
Thank you.
I love you. I care for you. And I've seen your hearts. I've seen your hearts. I've seen your faithfulness. And I will reward it, says the Lord. I will reward it. So be strong, courageous, and firm. Don't tremble or be dismayed. I am with you every step of the way. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. Wacht een beetje. All things work together for good. There might be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. How's that? He makes all things work together for good. And when I wrote this down, it was such a strong word that came. Stop paffing and enter into his rest. Don't work out things in your mind. Just enter into that awesome rest. In that awesome rest, he's going to speak to you. He's going to break through to you. And he's going to show you both things that you've actually never seen before. And he's going to use you as a mighty tool in his hand. A mighty tool to break through. Even like the sword, you're going to break through. You're going to cut through. Okay. Dad has much for you to fulfill. Look at his promises and not at the problems. Our sense is, when this came, we've been looking at the problems. Don't look at the problems. There's no answers in the problems. There's no answer in worldly wisdom. The answer is in godly wisdom and the power. Remember, Christ is the wisdom, the power and the wisdom. Okay? Know that God loves you so much, and His whole desire is to walk with you and talk with you and lead you to His glory. Amen. Lord, this couple are special in your hands. I thank you for them, and I just release that anointing over their lives right now, that you will use them, Lord, and that you would bless them with every spiritual blessing on high. And I just thank you, Lord. I just thank you. Even now, just loose them into your presence. We loose them into your presence. Thank you for your presence. Your presence, Lord. Your presence. So cool. So cool. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Intense joy now will be the hallmark of your life. It will flow like an open tap on full. It'll never be closed off. That's what I saw. Don't hold back any longer. It's what you want, and it is good. And it's all yes in Him. It's all yes in Him. You know, and God has seen your heart and your faithfulness and the cry in the nights and the cry in the mornings. He's seen that. He's been there. He stood with you. You felt Him. You know Him. The anointing is there, and He's going to do that. And He's going to give you every desire of your heart. He's even doing it right now. That which you've asked for, He's heard that cry. He's heard it. Yes, He has. He's heard it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hang on to that. Write the date and time. And God's going to do something great. This was the first one that I had on the 14th. Weird. Started on the 14th. Now is the time to come just as you are. Confess Jesus above all else. You do that. He has chosen you for a special task, specially molded for it, and your life. He has molded you for a special task. And you have all these things around you, but you need to aim in at that special task that He has for you. And He's spoken to you about it. He rejoices over you with a joy as He sees the value and ability that lies in the depth of your heart, ready to break out as a mighty river and a blessing to everyone. The instruction to you from heaven is to step out on the water with Jesus. Start a water walking ministry. That sounds cool. Huh? Hey, there we are. That's it. That's it. Huh? Go and practice in the pool. Don't look at the storm, but into those loving eyes. There you will see all the security and hope that you've always longed for. Open the eyes of your heart. Open the eyes of your heart. Ephesians 1:11. In Him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of Him, who works all things according to the counsel of His will, so that we who are first to hope in Christ might be to the praise and His glory. In Him you also, when you heard of the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, and believed in Him, you were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of His glory. Lord, I just thank you for my friend, but Lord, above all, he's your friend, special friend. And Lord, you get so excited about this guy. You get so excited as you see your plans for him. And I just pray that the eyes of his heart will be opened. And the Lord says from tomorrow it's going to be different. It's going to be different. It's going to be different. More and more and more. Look at his strategy. Look at his ways. Don't look at your ways. Don't look at your ways. He will surely do it. He stands with you. Stands with you. Holds you. Hugs you. Has fellowship with you. Speaks to you. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Lord, bless him, I pray. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Are you guys prepared to... I want to honor the time. It's 8:05. Yeah. Now I've just realized what we'll do. We'll start again next week. They're all here. They won't run away. Don't look at that like it. They won't run away. We'll trust the Lord next week for the rest. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much. I just have to say this one thing. The prophetic words that he gave, my favorite one was the one over Andrew. Because you said to Andrew that he's going to have a walk on water ministry and he's going to practice in the pool. He actually, at a party once, decided in his clothes, like I am, decided to practice walking on the water. I was like, if I'm going to do this, I must do it with my clothes on. Or else my faith. So I decided to walk on the water. And he stood for about a millisecond. In the spirit, I saw him stand. That's quite something.
Right.
Very accurate.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Thanks, bless
so
you.
Right. So we'll see you next week, guys.